Have you noticed a trend in leadership today? That those in positions of authority want to tell us to do what they themselves are not willing to do? I recently watched an interview with a young man who had just graduated from college, and he was complaining about how difficult it was to find employment. So the person interviewing the young man offered him an internship with a very generous starting salary. However, the young man declined the offer, stating that unless he was offered a job with at least $150,000 a year, a corner office with a view, and 4 weeks paid vacation, he could not accept that offer. Upon close examination of this new generation of leaders, we can see that their goal is to gain power, title, fame, and fortune. Their goal is to obtain positions of authority. Their goal is to tell others to do what they themselves are not willing to do. Sadly, we're seeing a generation of leaders seeking positional authority, but who lack moral authority. Positional authority with no moral authority is like a car with little or no gas in the tank. The car may look good, but it's not going anywhere. The problem with today's generation is that they grew up hearing an overwhelming amount of positive reinforcement. They grew up hearing that they can do or become anything they wanted to. And actually, that's a good thing, but it's only one side of the coin. Positive reinforcement may get them positional authority, but not moral authority. Solomon wrote, "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." Hard work, sacrifice, uprightness, commitment, and perseverance, these are few of the elements necessary for building moral authority. Talents, abilities, and knowledge alone are not enough. Just ask the young man in the news who through his exceptional talents achieved fortune and fame in the television industry, only to watch it crumble because he lacked the integrity, commitment, and perseverance necessary to gain moral authority. The same thing is happening in the business world, in government, and worst of all, in the Christian church. There are many people with positional authority, but few who have moral authority. Authority that can only be gained through hard work, sacrifice, and the building of character over a long period of time.